FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Road Accident Fund says it secured convictions against 28 individuals for corruption over the past 3 years. Spokesperson McIntosh Palela says investigators nabbed 44 people between 2021 and 2024, including an employee, a police officer, 2 doctors, and 3 attorneys. He says the charges range from soliciting money to fast-track a claim to submitting fraudulent claims to the value of 48 million rand.
It is with great delight that we've had these convictions. We hope the more than 1,000 cases that have been referred to law enforcement agencies will result in more convictions, because what we want to do is to send a very strong message that government money cannot be abused.
A South African freight and logistics group has sounded the alarm over the financial toll of the political unrest in Mozambique. The Association of Freight Forwarders has warned that millions of rands are being lost daily. Border officials temporarily closed the Lebombo port of entry when vehicles were torched on the Mozambican side this week. As a safety measure, some trucks en route to South Africa were diverted yesterday. At least 30 people have been killed in 3 weeks of demonstrations over contested election results there. The association's Barbara Mohman says the temporary border closures have disrupted logistics and critical supply chains that serve South Africa.
What we would like to have is a restoration of some level of functionality to the corridor as soon as possible. Loss to livelihood is really huge. I'm not sure that either SADC or our own government has given sufficient assistance in this regard.
Border officials agreed yesterday to partially reopen the port for the movement of people. Cargo processing will begin once Mozambique completes preparations. And Dutch police have been given extra powers to search people following a night of violence in Amsterdam. The attacks on supporters of Israeli football team Maccabi Tel Aviv on Thursday left 5 people in hospital. 62 suspects were arrested after fans were ambushed, kicked and beaten in the streets. In the run-up to the game, tensions had been building and city officials banned a planned pro-Palestinian rally. The King of the Netherlands has expressed his deep shock and horror, saying his country has failed the Jewish community. Back home, we've got 2 weather warnings we need to be aware about this weekend. Today, we've got a level 2 alert in place across most parts of KZN. Severe thunderstorms with damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours are expected. These could lead to localized damage to infrastructure, threats to life and livestock, and flooding in low-lying areas and over bridges and roads. Then the Weather Office has issued a level 4 warning for tomorrow. Severe thunderstorms are expected over most parts, bringing similar risks but at an increased level of severity. Here's a look at your maximum temperatures today. Partly cloudy and warm with a high of 26 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 31, Richards Bay, Olundi 32, Ladysmith and Newcastle 30, 25 for Margate, Cokstad and the Berg. Sea swells at the Durban beach this morning are reaching 3 metres, with sunset at 25 past 6. There's a northeasterly wind of 18 km/h. Cape Town 24 degrees, Johannesburg 21.